Election College, episode 126. There's a big debate tonight, and we're not going to talk about it.
Let's throw a political party. Face it, the political scene sucks, but did it always? It's time for Election College, and class is in session. Now, your hosts, Jason Goff and Ben Smith.
Ben, I just mentioned how we're not going to talk about the big debate tonight, but it is going to be pretty big. No Super Bowl, they say, will have had as many people watching it as tonight's big debate. But hey, we are a history podcast, and it's the anniversary of the first Nixon-Kennedy debate, which is kind of an interesting fact to know. You can listen to that episode, episode 59. We'll post it somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, by very virtue of mentioning that we're not going to talk about tonight's debate, aren't we talking about tonight's debate?
Yeah, it's going to be a really big debate.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure we were and also weren't talking about it at the same time. But that's okay. So, I mean, yeah, we're a history podcast. Isn't this going to be history someday? Why wouldn't we talk about it?
Well, it's all about the present,
right?
And the present talking about history. So eventually tonight's debate will be history,
right?
But in the present, which we are living in right now, it's in the future.
And I mean, you don't want to hear about that. You want to hear about other stuff. You can turn on the news. You're not going to be able to go on Facebook or Twitter or any kind of social media or news site without seeing something about something that Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton said. So we're going to talk about, again, why we think Election College is important and just give you kind of some of our ideas on, you know, why we think history in general is important and specifically why it matters to talk about what has happened and with the candidates and everything else.
Yeah. So what in the heck are we doing here? Ben, I just listened to episode 0 of Election College. It has been about a year and a half since we recorded that intro episode. And one thing that I'm very thankful about having not listened to that episode since now is that we've stayed true to that original purpose, and that was to find out who in the world were these people.
Especially Millard Fillmore.
Yeah, we know all about Millard. We even know that there's a Millard, Utah,
right,
in a Fillmore County.
Because why shouldn't there be? I mean, but anyway, yeah, it's been, you know, at times it is difficult to stay on track because there's so many things going on around the world that you want to talk about. But I think it's important to remember that, well, this isn't an original idea with me or you, but the candidates we have represent the culture that's going on around us. And so that's not an indictment or a praise, either one, of the candidates or the culture. We're not here to do that. What we're saying is, if you look at each of the candidates from any of the major political parties and look at what they stood for, you can definitely see the fact that there was something similar to that. And right now, I will go ahead and hearken to right now, we have some of the most controversial candidates in memory, especially in memory, but probably in history. And I think that is indicative of the fact that the country is in a state of turmoil and in general, in controversy.
Yeah, definitely. So just a quick rationale behind all of this is, it's a snapshot, guys. History, when we look back at history, we are looking back at snapshots on American history. And when we go back to 1800 and we pick on Aaron Burr and Thomas Jefferson and his rotundity, had to say it.
Yeah, of course.
John Adams. We are looking at what the important issues were of that day. And to be quite frank, a lot of those issues we're still talking about, we're still trying to make sense of what this American experiment is all about and how is it going to all play out.
When you look at the scheme of history, America is a blip. Like, there have been other countries that have lasted longer than America and don't exist right now. That is crazy and a humbling thought at the same time. I don't know if there have been any as big or, you know, that have lasted longer, except for, you know, I don't know, maybe ancient Rome. That was kind of a big one that, you know, just kind of collapsed out of nowhere. But hey, we'll never be like that. We know that, of course. But it is humbling to remember that it's still really an experiment. It's still new. We're still the new kid on the block, even if you can arguably say we are the largest superpower in the world. There is nothing in my mind better than America. And at the same time, we have to be really careful we continue to protect that, because it'll go away. And sorry to all you non-Americans listening.
Yeah.
But I believe that because I'm from America.
Right. America.
Yeah.
So we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us in each of these episodes. We enjoy reading the feedback that you give us on social media. We enjoy reading the reviews that we've received in iTunes. It's such an encouragement. It's what's kept us going on. You know, the average podcast ends after 7 episodes. And here we are recording episode number 126. And it's because you all keep us going. So thank you.
Jason, would you do this podcast if 0 people listen?
I think I would, because it gives me a chance to connect with you.
I think I would need at least 3 people to bother. Sorry.
I know. I don't need any. I don't need any of them.
Well, fortunately, we have thousands, so we don't need to worry about that. But it's just the curiosity on my end. But yes, we are very appreciative for each and every one of you. And legitimately, when you leave a review, and this isn't a plug to get you to leave a review, when you do that, you're affecting real people who have like families and, you know, live a life just like you do.